This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
More than 30 households in the Hazelwood estate in Wexford were served eviction notices over the weekend. These are renters in Bridgetown. They've been given until August to vacate the properties, which are going to be sold, and it's going to impact about 100 people in the various different families living in those, 36 households in total. And a number of reports suggest that the view is it will devastate the village. I'm joined by local Sinn Féin councillor Aoife Rose O'Brien. Aoife, in the middle of a housing crisis, it is extraordinary to read 30 plus households being told, get out.
Absolutely, Anton. And unfortunately, the news is actually still coming in. Late last night, I was contacted by yet another resident. She is actually undergoing cancer treatment at the moment, and she didn't realise that this was a mass eviction. So she thought that it was just herself who'd been targeted, and that number of 36 is rising as the days go on.
Now, those 36, they have been told that the houses are not going to be, or whatever is replacing their houses, they're not going to be rental properties, which means it isn't just that the 36 are evicted from their homes, but that the housing supply is reduced by that number. So where are they going to go?
Unfortunately, at this time, Anton, we're very uncertain about that, because in the locality, we don't even have that amount of private rented accommodation available today on the likes of daft.ie. We also don't have that in the housing programme for social housing for the year. So right now, it's a very dark future that we're looking down, and we are trying our best to secure alternative routes for all of these 36 plus families affected.
Now, presumably, as bleak as it is for the families, the developers will say they have a commercial imperative to deliver for their shareholders. This is entirely within the bounds of the law. And if there is a better use financially for these properties, that's what they are going to do.
Yes, well, the notices that were served did state that the landlord intends to sell. However, you know, the Irish law clearly states in the Tyrrellstown Amendment that is not allowed, because it states that it restricts landlords from evicting tenants when selling 10 or more units in a single development within a 6-month period. So if the sale proceeds as he intends, then it's going to have to proceed with the tenants in situ. And this, you know, the Tyrrellstown Amendment was clearly stated specifically to prevent mass evictions of this nature.
Now, you have been, I assume, speaking to the families involved. What has their reaction been?
Utter devastation, Anton. I mean, I was brought to tears speaking to some of the families affected on Friday evening and Saturday morning. One resident had been let go from his job Friday evening, returned home to find the eviction notice in his hallway. Another couple had just been given a mortgage refusal, and the same thing, they returned home to find that. There are single parents there, and there's a cohort of much younger families as well who have integrated into the communities. You know, their children are students in Bridgetown Vocational College, which is across the way from the estate, and in the local primary schools that are 1 to 2 kilometres up the road. So it's utter devastation. They are terrified at the moment, and they don't know what the future holds for them. So, you know, initially this weekend, I spent my time answering any questions and concerns that they had, and we actually proceeded to raise disputes with the ORTB and get that process going for them, because unfortunately time is not on their side.
And was there any advance warning that this was coming down the track, or was the first that they heard a letter on the doorstep on Saturday?
It was the first that they heard, unfortunately, Anton. A couple of the residents had reached out to the estate manager to discuss it, to ask some questions in the height of the fearful moments that they were facing. And they were informed to sit tight, and that over the coming week or two, that more information might be provided by them. But my advice to those residents was, unfortunately, you know, the documents that they received state clearly the intention of the landlord. Any kind of, you know, any words after that, they're just words, aren't they? They're not a commitment from him.
Aoife Rose O'Brien, thank you very much. That's Aoife Rose O'Brien, Sinn Féin councillor for Ross Lair. If you want to get in touch, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.